Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Dennis Lynn was 100% right about one thing that he said, and I could not disagree more with it. Welcome back. It is Ben and Woods here, final hour on a Monday.
You're going to anger one of our newest additions to the program?
No. Dennis is right. It's the Padres who are wrong. Let me explain. So Dennis said that because the Padres are 8-2, as long as they keep winning, they're not going to make any changes with their lineup or their roster, because don't mess with a good thing. And I hate that line of thinking, but so many professional teams do it.
Sure.
Because they're afraid to upset the apple cart, make a change when things are going well. Why wait until you start losing to make what is starting to become a pretty obvious change? Now, I understand you have to have some patience with guys, give them a couple of weeks. You can't just 10 days and you're done with the guy for the season.
Right,
so I'm not saying they should make a change right away. But if, let's say, Jason Hayward continues to struggle and hit, you know, 130 at the plate, and it's now 2 weeks from now, and the Padres are still winning, despite Jason Hayward, they're still winning. At some point, you have to go, yes, we're winning, but it's not because of this guy.
Right.
And we could be better at this position. You don't just say, hey, I'm not going to do anything because the team is winning. You should always be evaluating, evaluating and improving. And I do think that A.J. Preller thinks that way, but ultimately, it is very hard to pull the trigger on a move when your team, you know, has an 800 winning percentage right now.
Well,
you're not going to see anything happen this week.
You're talking about pulling triggers, man, and that's it. It's like, you don't, what is the line? Like, what's the, you don't want to have the itchy trigger finger of, again, you had a real crap game, you're done. You know, you had two crap games in a row, you're done. The risk reward with a guy like Yuli and Hayward, right? Yuli is paid to hit. He's not hitting. Hayward, at the least, you feel good defensively, right? At least there's that. There's something. Yuli was never really a fit here, in my opinion. Was never really a fit. Based on everything with you and all that, it was never really a fit. It never really made sense to me. If you bring up Connor Joe, is he going to do worse? That's what I ask myself. Is Connor Joe going to do worse than Yuli Gurriel? No. No, he's not. Is he going to give you better ABs than Yuli? Yeah, he is. Is he more athletic? Yeah. Can he actually play positions? Yes, he can.
Is he going to win a Gold Glove? No.
No.
No. But
But Yuli doesn't even have a glove.
And again, you can give Yuli a little more time to try to get whatever you think you're going to get out of him. But remember, this is a guy coming off two really, really bad seasons. And now he's started off the third season like he looked the last couple of years as well.
Chances he hits a home run in the next 24 hours,
honestly.
Like, massively. Yeah. And then I told you
tonight or tomorrow night.
Which is great. You know, and that's why they're not going to give up on him now. But I'm talking about in 2 weeks. I don't want to wait until Memorial Day.
Me neither, bro. I mean, Paulie's going to be hammered at doing bottle service on Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
You won't even remember that they DFA'd Yuli Gurriel. You'll be partying so hard.
And even if they're in first place, like they're like 3 games ahead of the Dodgers and 5 games ahead of the Giants, everything looks great. It doesn't mean you can't make a move.
I know, dude.
When it's the right move to make and everybody's going to know it. It's not today.
They run baseball teams like they run radio stations sometimes. No, your ratings are fine. They're fine.
Yep. Show's terrible,
though. We can be better. It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's good enough. No, like, let's get better. Let's be the best we can be. It's tough. It's tough. What is your worry? What's your worry? If you cut Yuli Gurriel, you think somebody's going to snap him up and he's gonna be like, man, I just figured it out. No. If I cut, how many guys has AJ Preller cut, in, like the Brent Rookers of the world, that he cut? And there's probably a part of him that's like, hey, this is a risk, but we need to make this move done, right? It happens all the time. It's happened to every GM. Andrew Friedman's done it. They've all done it. If I am AJ Preller and I cut Yuli Gurriel, I'm good. If he catches on somewhere and hits 10 home runs this year.
And if Yuli Gurriel is anything other than, hey, man, thank you so much for giving me this one last opportunity.
Right.
I'm so grateful for it. I mean, there's no way he should be mad at the Padres.
And if he is,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It just doesn't. It didn't make sense from the jump. It doesn't make sense now. They're probably going to give him some more looks. Dennis is probably right. I don't think he makes it to Memorial Day. I mean, we're talking into I'll eat a hat territory if he's still in
the season. Starts really early now. I get the traditional baseball sense is, you know, you go a couple of months and then you evaluate.
60, 90 days, whatever.
When the season starts on March 27th, you're like getting close to like halfway territory at that point. Like, we need to evaluate a little earlier than Memorial Day.
Well, again, if you didn't have anybody in AAA, we'd come in here and argue, hey, there's no other option. Guys, there's no other option. And I'm not saying Oscar Gonzalez is the next coming of you know, somebody great. I'm just saying, like, he's knocking the cover off the ball in AAA. Connor Joe's having a good start to the season. So I think,
Padres were 2-8, it might be a different question.
You
might feel a little more desperation to try to shake things up and make a move. There's less desperation, I get it, when you're 8-2, but that shouldn't be a reason to not make the right move when you feel like the right time has hit.
Baseball's weird like that, man.
And I felt good when Dennis said the eye test is telling us
correct
that Yuli Gurriel and Jason Heyward are not going to be the players that they were in the past.
If I could have a magic wand to wand one player to have a great season, it'd be Jason Heyward.
Oh, of
that's
course.
How much I like Jason
course.
Heyward.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, like magic wand, Woodsy, one pick, it's Jason Heyward, period, the end. I would love him. I'd love to see him ride this thing out the entire season, producing, being the brilliant veteran that he is, the way he galvanized the team, bringing them together in Chicago. They all went out to see. I love that kind of stuff, man. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. And, again, one of the coolest interviews we've ever had on this program. We've interviewed them all. And I friggin' loved that guy. He was sitting in his presence. I was in awe of him. I was like,
drew a good walk yesterday in the first inning. You know, battled back from an 0-2 count with the bases loaded to draw a walk, which is good. Had the one deep double that didn't quite get out at Petco Park in the opening homestand. But most of his at-bats, there's a lot of chase, a lot of balls. It doesn't look like he's particularly close on. It just feels like he's not like just on the edge, like one of those, oh, yeah, these balls are just aren't falling. He's not like Luis Arraez last week.
Right,
who all of a sudden, oh, yeah, four-hit game, back to being Luis Arraez. Jason Heyward doesn't look like he's that close to all of a sudden, you know, going 10 for his next 18.
I sure hope he does, man.
I would love it.
I would love it, too.
And it's happened before, like you said. Because we're talking about it now, we're probably
talking
hot streaks into existence for both of those
this
week.
Fine by me. But I just, the Yuli thing never really made sense to me from the get-go. Okay, people will argue, hey, there's something about, you know, veteran this, veteran that, the experience. I submit to you, there's also something about young, fresh, and hungry. You know, Eno talked about the veterans being hungry. This is our last leg. Okay, great. Well, they're not producing. There's also something to be said with an injection of youth into a clubhouse, as we saw last year from Jack Merrill. Now, Oscar Gonzalez has time in the big leagues. Connor Joe has time in the big leagues. But they're both about 10 years younger than Yuli Gurriel. So that, in my opinion, is an injection of youth into the clubhouse.
And again, the Padres don't have a problem with being overly young or
Correct.
Inexperienced.
Correct.
We mentioned it earlier. The youngest players all carry themselves as veterans. Tatis, Arise, and Merrill are the only regulars in the lineup who truly are like young guys and have no immaturity issues really on the field with any of those guys. You know, they're all sharp and fit in with the vets. So you're not losing a ton of leadership with those guys. Like Gurriel's probably, in my mind, the first one that we're watching for if the Padres are going to make a move, because he's contributing the least. He doesn't play in the field. He's not hitting. That his value is truly almost zero
right.
to the Padres right now.
Correct.
Appreciate that he had the big hit in that situation. It was a medium speed ground ball that was just in the exact right place.
Correct.
I'm not going to base an entire, give him an extra 4 weeks because of that one ground ball that he hit.
Yep.
So anyway, I thought good stuff from Dennis Lynn and look forward to his regular Monday visits throughout the season. If you missed it earlier, we did talk about the Padres come from behind 8-7 win and how similar it was to so many times that we saw last season. What was the number? 38 wins where they were tied or behind in the seventh inning or later last year. And they've already done it. What, three or four times this year already where they were tied late and found a way to win. It is what Jackson Merrill said on opening day. It's like we don't feel like we're behind in these games. And you can sense that they play that way. Like, you know, down by a run or two, we feel like we're ahead. Down by four, yeah, we feel like we're pretty much behind, you know, tied or down one in a game like that. And it truly felt like that yesterday in my mind as I go, they have everything that they need to come back in this game. It's all lined up for them with their bullpen, with the way the offense is getting on base and giving their guys opportunities. I'd almost have been surprised had they not at least having a legitimate shot to win that game at the end. And then they went back and they did. They won it 8-7. And this is why the Padres won 93 games last year and why they look now through 10 games, again, early in the season, but they look like a playoff team this year. That's what playoff teams do. When they drop two games in a road series, they find a way to win the last game and just minimize the damage.
Well,
you know?
The other thing playoff teams do is they beat middling teams, and that's what we are faced with tonight. This is our first.
Cubs are good. With the addition of Kyle Tucker.
No question.
That's a much better team.
I was going up and down that lineup going stud, rookie stud.
That Pete Crow Armstrong, I like him.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Man. Fantastic.
He's really fun to watch.
Fantastic player.
Yeah.
Matt Shaw is going to be really, really good. Like,
say it didn't have a very good series,
but
he can get hot, and he is good. And I mean, that's a decent team with a good. We didn't even see Justin Steele in the top.
Boyd pitched really well.
Yeah, and Shota was really. There's a reason why so many people were picking them to win the division. I now am confident that they're going to win that division if they stay healthy, because that is a really good team.
I spite picked against them, but they probably will win it.
And I do feel like Tucker is going to, he is going to be such a monster free agent.
I mean, if they're not, again, like they were at Jackson Merrill's locker, if they're not at Kyle Tucker's locker every day, they're out of their minds. How Houston let that guy go is beyond me. I was furious about it when they did it, and look at them now. They can't hit. They can't hit a lick.
And now what's the going rate after Vladimir Guerrero signs for $500 million late last night? Kyle Tucker, I think Heyman tweeted this, Kyle Tucker's got to be liking the developments that happened overnight with Vladimir Guerrero, because he just set like a minimum price tag for what he's going to want to get in the offseason now, because that guy looks really, really good.
He scared me
every time he came up in that series. I'm glad that we didn't have to face him in the division all that, you know. We didn't see him much with Houston. You know, you got him once a year and that was it. And I think he missed one with the inch. So I hadn't seen Kyle Tucker a ton other than when they were in the playoffs on TV.
He's nasty,
a really
dude.
Good player.
Elite hitter. He's the whole package, man.
So the Cubs, I think, are definitely the team to beat now in the NL Central. And losing 2 out of 3 on the road to them in 40-degree weather at Wrigley Field, I'm actually fine with that. Just move on. Now, as you said, you go to the A's, and now this is even on the road, this is a series you want to win. And you don't have to sweep, but find a way to take two out of three, have a 500 homestand, and then get back to Petco Park.
Away.
Oh, road trip. Yeah, 500 road trip, then get back to Petco Park for your next homestand, you know, where you played so well, you know, to start the season. That's what good teams win at home and split on the road.
Yep.
And you can do that by taking two out of three in Sacramento over the next 3 days.
No question.
You're on pace for everything you want to be.
Sacramento is not one at home yet. So they are 0-3 at their home ballpark.
Well, yeah, they got swept right in their first series.
Correct.
By the Mariners?
They're 0-3 at home. Don't let them get their first. They have a minus 21 run differential. You're a way better team. You need to act like you are a way better team.
Severino on the mound tonight.
Yep.
Michael King, so it's a battle of the aces.
You're throwing Cease and King at him. You got to win.
You got to win that series, bro.
And then,
period.
Tomorrow night is Cease against Jeffrey Springs. And then Wednesday's finale is Randy Vasquez against Osvaldo Beto.
He's good.
So those are your pitching matchups for the three-game series in Sacramento. Again, anytime on the road, you're never needing a sweep. But we want to take two out of three here and finish the road trip at 500. And then I'll be happy with that.
Let's go.
All right.
Win tonight.
That puts you in really good shape.
Really good shape.
If you can win tonight. And the Padres are favored. ESPN has a minus 155. In the game, even though it's Luis Severino on the mound for the A's. So, you know, that's a solid favorite tonight in the game. Take care of business in regular weather, hopefully. 70-degree high in Sacramento today, and try to get the job done. All right, we still have Rindle Report to get to coming up at the bottom of the hour. We still need some basketball talk. The NCAA title game is coming up tonight. He had the women's championship yesterday as well. So we can get all of that coming up with Bennett Woods.
I still can't believe you turned the Duke game off. I cannot fathom it in my head. You, Ben Higgins, basketball Ben Higgins, you turned it off.
I think Duke was at 98.5% to win, according to the metrics.
It's March Madness. It's March Madness.
I know.
Oh, I can't believe this. That we really buried the lead today. Basketball Ben.
I can't be the only one who thought it was over.
I thought
it was, but I was watching.
I barely even watched basketball. I was like, I got to see how this ends.
I had a decent amount of money riding on that game.
How long before it was over? 4 minutes? Had to be
I think it was. I think I dumped out around the 8 minute mark. I really didn't think it was going to change.
They went like scoreless for like four minutes.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
And I know everyone. We'll talk about it too. Are we going to do it in the Rindle Report? Or are we doing
sure.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll talk about it.
I really do. I just didn't have any doubt that the game was over in my mind.
I almost texted you guys before Duke covered the 4.5, and I didn't want your answer, so I just didn't bet on it.
Now the question going forward is, like, who do you like in tonight's game?
I mean, it should be a battle, a full-on war tonight.
I mean, it's pretty much
a pick 'em.
It's a contrast to styles, contrast to coaches. You got the young Todd Golden at Florida, the veteran 70-year-old Kelvin Sampson.
I love Kelvin Sampson.
At Houston, it's like him and Dutch are the two defensive veteran coaches in America.
That should be a great game.
And by the way,
you get like the home court advantage, San Antonio, Houston. I mean, it's going to feel like a home game, right, for them?
And then the old, if you always want to cheer for the team the Aztecs beat Houston. They've only lost one game since the Aztecs beat them back at the end of November in Las Vegas. And since then, Houston has lost exactly one game. I mean, what was it? When we saw the Aztecs and won that game, I mean, were you thinking, the Aztecs just beat the potential national champions in college basketball?
They were one seed.
I mean, I knew they were good, but I didn't think at the time. I thought, Houston's probably going to have a down year this year. If they're losing to a young, inexperienced SDSU team in Las Vegas, I thought this probably isn't going to be Houston's year. And here they are playing for the national title at the end of the season. That kind of shocked me. Like, I didn't think they were.
So you'll be rooting for Houston.
Of course.
Of course you will.
Because then always you can say, well,
we beat them.
San Diego State beat the national champions this year when they faced them on the court. That's a feather in their cap.
That bit.
We got one of the
infuriates.
Three wins over the national champions.
You really should root for SEC football, buddy. You'd fit right in. Right. You'd fit right into the SEC.
All right, so we'll have more college basketball talk coming up after a check of traffic. Bennett Woods on 97.3, The Fan. And speaking of college basketball, why not watch tonight's game with a lineup set at Prize Picks? You can take a look at the top players like Walter Clayton Jr., Cryer, set up your points or points plus rebounds plus assists, and you're just picking more or less and setting your lineups with Prize Picks and winning up to 1,000 times your cash on Daily Fantasy with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks is a community of like-minded fans. You're not playing against them, though. You're just playing against the numbers, so you don't have to worry about, like, am I in a league with sharks? It's not like that. You're just playing against the numbers. You can set as many or few lineups as you want, and when you download the app and get started at prizepicks.com, just use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So take it as fast or as slow as you want. Figure out what you like, how it works. And then with baseball season, of course, you've got lineups every single day to set, watching all your favorite players here in town, across the league. Get it started today. Just use that code KWFN. Get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Daily Fantasy, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every year it gets me better. Every single year.
I know.
This
I
picture know pops up on, yeah, on X, Twitter, and my mouth starts to water, and it makes me go, man, I wish I was there today, or this week. It's the Masters menu board.
The concession stand.
The concession stand. It's
legendary.
So, every year, it gets me.
Are we a baseball show that sometimes talks about food, or are we a food show that sometimes talks about baseball?
I think how did you gain all the weight?
I think it's it's really right, split right down the middle.
I know.
Every year this pops up. Somebody, some patron out there, you know, takes a picture of the concession stand menu at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia, and it starts with sandwiches, and we love sandwiches. We could do sandwich talk for hours. We often have. The old egg salad sandwich will get you for a $1.50. along with the pimento cheese sandwich for $1.50. You want something a little more hearty, Paulie? Barbecue sandwich, $3. A Master's Club sandwich, $3. The chicken salad on brioche, $3. The classic chicken sandwich, $3. And a ham and cheese on rye, $3.
They're not enormous, but they're like wrapped up in that green paper.
Yeah, but I'll get four of them.
Yeah, exactly.
For $8.
So like, I follow Michael Kim. He's great on Twitter.
He's so good.
Torrey Pines, he's in the Masters this year, and he did his diary, and he said...
This is brilliant, by the
said,
way.
Said, got to Augusta National round one, drove through Magnolia Lane. That drive is so cool, never gets old knowing you're there to play the Masters. I drove super slow to try to
what
take it all in.
Super slow?
Super slow to try to take it all in. Ha-ha. Then he said, I went to get registered, got my courtesy car, grabbed lunch at the clubhouse. They had an option for a sample of all three sandwiches, which I finally tried. He says, the pimento, 7 out of 10, egg salad, 7.5 out of 10, and then the barbecue pork, 8.5 out of 10
one of each.
On his sandwiches. Now, didn't you order the
yeah.
Masters to go? They like will ship it out to you. Like, you know, you have to put it all together yourself with the bread and the... A tub of egg salad, and you can make your own sandwiches out
so
of it.
So I ordered it for my dad last year. Sorry, Dad. Did not do it this year. Hope you enjoyed it. I didn't get a lot of feedback from him. I think he liked it, but I'm not sure. Every gift we've ever given him, he just puts in a drawer anyway. So I don't know. It could be.
This is a bad. You don't want to put egg salad in a drawer.
Pimento cheese.
About it.
I'm like, hey, did you like that thing we got? Uh-huh. And it's in a drawer, and it's never been opened. And I sent it to my father-in-law, who's, again, he said he liked it, but I didn't get to try it for myself, but I should have. Then, all right, well, you get to the Masters early. You want some breakfast. You have a fresh cup of coffee, $1.50, a chicken biscuit for $2, a breakfast sandwich for $3, a blueberry muffin for $1.50, and fruit for $2. My problem is...
These prices are lower than the vending machine we have down the hall.
With... So many more options.
Yes.
And then, you know, your water, your beer. Beer's $5. Iced tea's $2. You go down the line. Most expensive menu item, $6 glass of Chardonnay, Ben. You get to snacks, Paulie. You want some chips? $1.50. Peanuts? $1.50. A mini moon pie for $1. Cookies for $1.50. And the Georgia pecan caramel popcorn.
I've heard that's famous and legendary.
For $1.50. I mean, you can take... $50 of food money and go the whole 4 days.
It truly is one of the reasons I want to go
for
to the Masters.
Me too.
Just to be able to like order all day, like just sandwich after sandwich.
More barbecue sandwiches, Woodsy. Just three. All right, Ben, give me $3.
Now it's very hilly at Augusta. You can't even tell on TV. It's extremely up and down. So if you're going as a patron, because that's what the fans are called, you have to call them patrons.
Correct.
You're probably burning a lot of calories. If you're walking around the course a couple of times following groups, you need all those sandwiches to keep you going throughout the day. So that's kind of my dream. Like, walk the course twice, and every, like, three or four holes stop for another sandwich. So you end up with, like, 8 or 9 by the end of the day. And you're spending, like, $20 on your entire day worth of meals at Augusta National.
Pretty awesome. What's stopping you from going to Masters?
It's very hard to get
a ticket.
It's very hard to get tickets.
Do they know that you're Ben Higgins?
It doesn't work that way. There's like lotteries and then sometimes people sell them on the black market, but if they catch you, they kick you out and you're banned for life.
It's actually death penalty.
It probably
at the Masters,
is.
Yeah.
They'll actually throw you in jail in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
If you are caught with like a black market badge. Like I think just for like the weekend or something, but it's not like they'll just kick you off the property. They will literally take you to jail in Augusta.
Also, the other picture that makes the rounds every year at this time is the picture of the guy that got tickets to the practice round at Augusta. He scored tickets, and he showed up at Augusta with his golf bag on in golf wear, thinking he got to play
a practice round
at Augusta. And he's standing there like in the turnaround with his bag like at his feet waiting to go play practice round at Augusta. When in fact, no, sir, we wanted you to come out and watch the professionals practice.
I played golf on Saturday morning, and I'll protect his name, although I'm sure you know who it is, with someone who has played Augusta National as a invited guest of a member.
Schmack Schmickelis.
No, it was and he actually did not love the experience. It was so formal and so they had so many like rules, and everything that you have to follow. Yeah. He said it almost made it like a stressful experience.
It would be stressful
as opposed to an enjoyable
How
experience.
How could it not
to
be
play golf?
Stressful right. at playing at Augusta? It would be stressed
he said,
out of your mind.
Jailing people for
so
having
he told this,
yeah.
he told
get
this
over
story.
Yourselves.
He said, so this was not Masters week, but it was probably right like a week or two before the Masters when he played. And he said, they have like a policy. You don't play through at Augusta. You just, you keep up, but you never wave up the group behind you. So he said the group behind me was the chairman, Fred Ridley of Augusta National, and Scottie Scheffler, the defending champion. Uh-oh. And they were right on their butts the whole time. And they're trying to enjoy the round.
You can't.
But you can't let them play through. And so you've got them waiting on the tee. Like
they're watching you.
They're watching
tee off.
Tee off and waiting for you to go. Like, okay. Scotty's like right behind him going, oh, this is...
And you duff one.
Just
and
play through him. He's like,
and they won't
I
let
wanted
you
to walk off the course at some point.
That actually sounds like a horrible, horrible... That's what would happen to me. I would get lucky enough to do it, and it would be absolutely horrific. Oh, my God, dude. I know who you're talking about. I got to ask him about that. That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, anyway, I want that menu. I want to go there and eat. I really didn't care much about the goal. I mean, I care, but I would really just be standing, hanging out by the concession stand all day.
I didn't used to like egg salad sandwiches, and I've started to really.
It's because you're getting old.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. All sorts of salads now: chicken salad, tuna salad, egg salad. Like, just mix it up, throw some mayo in there, mustard, whatever. Put it on a piece of bread. Give it to me.
I used to hate mayonnaise, but now it's like, okay, I need a little bit of it.
Yeah,
give it some.
That's exactly right.
Some body and some. All right.
You are fully
make this more fattening somehow.
You're fully getting old. When you love,
what is it?
When you love
I
a good
always,
egg salad,
I insisted I would never, ever like egg salad.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'll eat it right
and
now.
Now, I'll,
yeah, it's great.
A little salt, oh, that's so good.
So good.
Now that eggs are so expensive,
that's right. It's like, they are actually changing it to potato salad sandwiches, as we talked about on the Rhino Report last week. They're dying potatoes instead of eggs.
I know that's carby, but I would eat a potato salad.
As would I.
All right, Paulie's got the Rindle Report. We'll talk some more hoops and more. Final segment of Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Right, the menu at Sammy's at 7 Mile. I don't think you got the Masters pimento cheese sandwiches, but it is a fantastic menu. You've got something for everybody because I love Sammy's. They already have a really good regular menu with the pizzas and the pastas and the salads. And then you throw in the 24/7 players menu, which includes my beloved Kung Pao chicken. And then the Sunday and Saturday brunch, the weekend brunch that's best in South County. You really can't go wrong with anything you eat at Sammy's at 7 Mile.
Well, you certainly can't go wrong sitting down at a table playing some high stakes California style blackjack, some pie gal, some baccarat. And of course, if you've got the time, great Texas Hold'em room there at 7 Mile as well. So they'll take care of you. Smoke-free environment, no slot machines ringing in your ears. And of course, very simple to get to. It is just 7 minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour, Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies, that's two-thirds, want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Lots of debating between egg salad and chicken salad in our YouTube stream this morning after discussing all the Masters menu items and delicious prices that they have at Augusta National.
Craving chicken salad. I love it so much. It's probably my favorite.
I saw someone mention that Japan is famous for their egg salad sandwiches.
I saw that too. Does anybody know where the best chicken salad in San Diego is? The chicken salad hotline is open right now. And I don't like nuts or
grapes,
cranberries or grapes in it. I want chicken, celery, onion, mayo, and I don't want my chicken real thick and cubed. Just kind of chopped.
Shredded?
Shredded
chicken salad?
Yeah, just chopped up. I don't want big cubes of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, does anybody know?
Guz says Albertsons.
What is Albertsons? Vaughn's?
Albertsons is Albertsons.
I don't have an Albertsons.
You've never heard of
it? I've heard of Albertsons. It, but I thought Albertsons was Vaughn's.
I think Albertsons was Ralph's, and now it's Albertsons.
I think Albertsons is Albertsons.
Well, Ralph's is by my house. Is that not
is there
Albertsons?
Still a Ralph's? There's still a Ralph's.
Ooh, Sprouts. Okay. All right.
There's Vaughn's, Ralph's, and Albertsons, actually.
Who was Vaughn, anyway?
Vaughn Miller. Now I'm turning into you. Just naming all the famous Vaughns. Lindsay Vaughn.
Vaughn Hayes. Vaughn Hayes.
Ricky Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn. Different spelling, but.
Stevie Ray.
Yes. Named after Stevie Ray Vaughn.
There's no apostrophe, so what does it even mean? Yeah. Vaughn.
Who the F is Vaughn? Who are you, Vaughn? Show yourself.
How many Vaughns are there? Is this multiple Vaughns all at once?
I need the best chicken salad in town. And I need it close to the office or close to my house in Encinitas. One of the two. Because I fiend for it. And I don't.
See if Adam will go down to the deli, the new cafe downstairs, and see if they have one.
We had lunch together there on Friday, the three of us, after spending all that time together.
I've had before. I think the Garden State Bagel does a pretty good chicken salad on a bagel sandwich, if you don't. You don't mind a
bagel,
instead of bread, though?
I don't want a bagel sandwich. I just want a regular sandwich.
Right. Well, just a thought. All right, let's check traffic, and then Paulie will finish us up with some Rival Report headlines coming up next year on The Fan.
From the Saboba Casino Resort Traffic Desk, K-Frog
what
Traffic.
What the hell is that?
We'll get started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rival Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rival Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right, just got to go back for a second here.
So,
that was not Kelly's traffic.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened there, but the way our traffic is done is Kelly, from her studio, uploads it into our system, and it updates automatically for me, and we just press play and you hear it. There was a glitch in the matrix, because that was a K-Frog traffic update up in Riverside County.
Okay.
You've heard
owned
Vicky,
by Odyssey. Yeah.
Yeah, Vicky Pepper. She fills in for Kelly down here in San Diego.
She does the traffic up
she
there.
Does all their traffic. So that was that. It looks like it was uploaded on February 26th, 2024.
Okay.
At 9:34 in the morning.
Wait, so this is
a year 14
months old traffic from Riverside.
Yes.
I kind of want to hear it now.
I kind of do, too. See how it is.
Is it still there, Paul, or did you get rid of it?
One second so I can add it.
I mean, we were about to play a 14-month-old traffic report from a different city. That's crazy. Let's technology.
Oh, now it has updated.
All right, good. Never mind. All right.
You want to do the regular traffic report?
No. Maybe go ahead. Kelly, what do you got for us?
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
You know what? Never mind.
Paulie, just get to the Rival Report headlines.
This is giving me a nightmare. All right. Thank you for that, Kelly Danick and Vicky Pepper.
So smooth.
Yeah, really.
Smooth transition.
Super fun to figure it all out.
On the fly.
While you're on the air, on the fly. All right, I want to start in Major League Baseball, as we tend to do. Docuseries coming out tomorrow on Netflix that I'm very excited about.
Finally.
I saw so many promos for Apple TV's World Series documentary between the Dodgers and the Yankees from last year, and I go, no, I'm good. I don't even need to see a trailer. I will not be watching that.
Yeah, I'm good.
However, Netflix, tomorrow is premiering The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox, and I did see one promo coming out. One of the players' cars wasn't starting, and they had their flashlights on their phones. They're trying to figure out how to fix this car, and they're calling for AAA. So it really is like the entire season. You're going to see it all behind the scenes, on the field, off the field, in the clubhouse, traveling, etc. It looks great.
Can't wait, man. It's been a long time coming.
And I was reading on ESPN here, Jaren Duran has a very serious moment. I don't know what episode or when you will see this in the docuseries, but he talks openly about the struggles and the attempt of taking his own life after getting to the big leagues and not succeeding, essentially. You know, just you pour your whole life into it, and it wasn't going well. And he says in this documentary, there are quotes here. He says, "I was already hearing it from the fans," Duran says, "and what they said to me, it was like, I've told myself 10 times worse in the mirror. That was a really tough time for me. I didn't even want to be here anymore. I got to a point where I was sitting in my room. I had my rifle and I had a bullet, and I pulled the trigger. The gun clicked, but nothing happened. So this day, I think God just didn't let me take my own life, because I seriously don't know why it didn't go off. I took it as a sign of I might be here for a reason. So that's when I started to look myself in the mirror after the gun didn't go off. I was like, do I want to be here or do I not want to be here? That happened for a reason, and obviously you're here for a reason, so let's be the way you want to be and play the way you want to play and live the way you want to live."
That's, I mean, staggeringly open, honest, all of it. The looking at the telling yourself in the mirror, I've heard 10 times worse. I've said 10 times worse things about myself than you could ever say. Doesn't mean it didn't get to him. You know, it did.
And he wasn't absolutely like terrible.
No, he's just trying to figure it out, man.
He was 28 player. When he broke into the majors in 2021. Ooh. He went 215 with 10 RBIs in 33 games. And then the next season, he hit 221, 17 RBIs in 58 games. Not great, but I mean, he wasn't like 0 for 60 or something. Right. And he was just hearing it. You can imagine what the fans are saying out there in Boston. And he had his expectations. And the fact that he had it all lined up to make that final decision for himself and it didn't happen. I mean, I can't wait to see this documentary.
I can't either. I mean, it's obviously, you know, knowing that. So, yeah, like TJ just said, we need a trigger warning, Paulie. Yeah, like, know that going into it. If that's something that will bother you, you know, hearing that, maybe avoid it. But I frankly can't wait to watch it. Baseball has been the last to adopt, really. I mean, I don't know if they've done something like it in the NBA, I'm sure. But, you know, even golf, when golf lets you in its stuffy halls and full swing, and it's really, really well done, I cannot wait for the grind.
The NBA tried something. They picked like 5 superstars and kind of followed them around.
The grind of 162 is something that has always fascinated me. So I think that'll be great.
And I don't know what episode, but I've heard we'll get some Nick Pavetta.
Yeah, get some Nick Pavetta in there
as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. From the Red Sox last season. Just quickly, because we're talking about sad stuff, and I saw this story yesterday. Brian Harmon won the Valero Texas Open and then like broke down in tears. So this story, I don't know how I missed this, being a golf fan. So a few months ago in November, his wife and 6-year-old were on a family trip. He was at a tournament to Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, and the 6-year-old was out boogie boarding and got caught in a rip current. And their family friend, Kathy Doughty, went out to rescue him. And then she got caught. And while he was okay, she ended up, and she has been in a coma since then and is not doing well. And obviously, like, Brian and the family are like ridden with guilt that their friend went out to save their son. He wasn't even there. And now she's the one who's, you know, hanging on to life in a coma.
That's unbelievable, man.
And he won the tournament yesterday, but obviously it's been a really tough few months for that family and their friend's family and everything. Just a horrible story.
That's terrible, dude. Yeah. Terrible.
That is awful.
Any other story? Anything
Paulie,
else sad?
You can go back to the...
Paulie, is any sick dog or anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. She's got an appointment on Thursday. I'll let you know.
Well,
hopefully I have some bad news to share, right?
Hopefully I'll have some bad news to share in the Rindle Report. She's now the sad report. Anybody else have anything they want to throw onto the table just to wrap up the show?
I just figured we'd get it all out of the way in one segment as opposed to dripping in the sad story throughout the week.
How about we go back to sandwich talk? Yes. The chicken salad hotline is still screaming.
Maybe you're in a bad relationship, and that brings us to our second story. Because if you are in a bad relationship and you happen to be living in the Pacific Northwest and you're a fan of the Seattle Mariners, you can have Cal Raleigh dump your partner for you.
We
talked about him last week with their bobblehead. He just signed this big extension in Seattle, and Big Dumper is his nickname. And there was a video going around on the big screen. I couldn't pull it up because it's somebody's sitting on the first baseline or whatever, and they're filming it on their phone. You can't really hear it, but it's a video of Cal Raleigh saying something like, "Hey, Tom, it's me, Cal. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that this isn't working out, and you should probably find a new apartment." And then it's like, if you would like to submit your story, email bigdumper@mariners.com. Kind of like a kiss cam or, you know, a birthday shout out.
But it's
this
different.
Is a dumping.
A dumping.
Yeah, you can get dumped by Big Dumper.
Are they overdoing it?
Leaning too far into the
bit? They just did the dumper, Big Dumper bobblehead.
Mm-hmm.
They're having the Cal Raleigh Big Dumper Hour on the flagship, which was
the next part of my story.
Which is awesome, by the way. But him dumping you, if I'm going to get dumped, I don't want Cal Raleigh to tell me. I want the person to tell me.
Right. Imagine if you're like, your girlfriend paid for that. Yeah. You're up in Seattle, you're Mariners fans. He's your favorite player.
He's your favorite player.
And
it might soften the blow a little bit, actually.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, Manny calls me at home. Hey, Hannah, this isn't working out for me. Oh. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
Love to Yaine and the family. See you at the yard, I guess. A little more free time for me. That's wild.
Yeah, and then you mentioned it. So he signed this long extension to be a Mariner for the foreseeable future, and I did see that it was announced the flagship home for the Mariners is going to have the Cal Raleigh show every week for an hour. He sits down with one of their hosts and
an hour.
Talks about the week that was and what's coming up and behind the scenes.
Best chicken salad sandwiches in Seattle.
Yeah, the Masters menu.
I didn't know it was an hour. I thought it was a segment.
No, it's a whole hour.
Yeah.
So if only we had a guy that was extended recently that's very dynamic and fun and I just don't have nobody's jumping to mind.
During the season, huh?
During the season.
Yes. Yeah. All right, good for them.
They'll move it around if they're, you know, a day game or something.
Craig. Huner.
Seattle Sports is bringing the Cal Raleigh Show to you weekly on 7:10 a.m.
That's kick-ass.
As the Mariners catcher will sit down for a conversation with insider Shannon Dreher to give fans an inside look into the season.
Man, I want that.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried curry chicken salad?
I like curry.
Ah, sorry.
Back to that.
Go ahead, Polly.
Have you ever tried nachos from Subway?
No, I saw the ads, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
Foot-long nachos?
Yeah.
Foot-long? Yeah. Are they in a sandwich?
Subway has added foot-long nachos to their menu. They're $5, and it's a partnership with Doritos, and they are selling it's a foot-long cardboard, you know, the little boat full of nacho cheese Doritos slathered in liquid cheese, topped with cheddar cheese, jalapeno slices, diced tomatoes, red onions, and then drizzled with Chipotle sauce.
I'd
eat it.
Okay, you don't put toppings on Doritos.
Sure you do.
No, that's what the plain tortilla chips are for when you're doing nachos.
I like
when there's already flavor on the chips, they stand alone.
I like Doritos and onion dip. What do you think about that? Delicious.
I need a ruling on that one, but you don't put melted nacho cheese on nacho cheese Doritos.
I make Frito pie with chili cheese Fritos instead of regular Fritos. I have chili flavored.
Eat it in the bag?
No, I don't eat it in a bag. I'm not a monster.
People do like
eat it.
That's how it's done.
It's not. You eat it in a bowl at home.
No.
Yes.
Eat in the bag.
What am I going to get? Four separate bags for my whole family? Hey, guys, everyone get your bell. You eat it in a bowl. Cretins. Delicious. Delicious.
No.
Yes. I bet you would eat it.
Chips or strips. And then melted cheese is better than nacho cheese.
That's true.
I'll give it 100 times. Giving me that cheddar jack
I'd still
cheese
eat it.
Melt.
I would still eat it.
100 times.
The Doritos taco at Taco Bell, delicious.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Thank you. That it?
That's it.
Thank you, Polly. Well timed out as well.
Very well timed out as the show is now
over.
Congratulations to the UConn Huskies women for winning a 12th national title yesterday.
Jeez.
Beating South Carolina handily in the final.
Is it Gino Auriemma still?
He is. Yeah. Yep, his 12th title. You know that one in 9 years? I was shocked by that.
That is shocking.
That's probably like 4 or 5 years. No, 9 years since they won.
And he has how many?
12. 12 titles. All right, that's it for us. Braden Sprendit Show is coming up next for our executive producer, Paul Reindl. And Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, everybody. So long.